بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The 19th para that we started today. One ayat wa ibadu rahman alladhina yamshuna ala tawbihuna. Allah Ta'ala says, who is the special servants? Every one of us want to become the special servant of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, one of the qualities of my special servant is they walk with humility. Be very humble and walk with humility. Do not walk with pride. Why should one walk with pride when he's got no real quality to have pride with? The only person who has pride is Allah Ta'ala. So we have to be humble all the time. What is the meaning of pride? Pride is to look down at others and feel that you are better than him. That person can only think like that who knows that from the now that he will leave this world with iman. When a person does not know the need with the world with iman, he has to have the fear all the time, not to have pride. No matter how pious he may be, no matter how much of ibadat he may be making, but he will never have pride because he don't know whether the ibadah is accepted. Allah Ta'ala to his mercy will accept our ibadah. Reason for shaitan to become the fuel of Jahannam is merely because of pride. Because of? He thought he was no one like him. When the Farishtas told him that the person who go against the law of Allah Ta'ala, it never crossed his mind that it's going to be him. Because he felt very high and mighty of his ibadat, because the ibadat that he made in this world, no one made like that. So one should not have pride at all at any time, no matter whatever pride. Pride on that person can have who brings him to what all the qualities in him. We got no pride at all. If you got money by you, tomorrow the money can go away. No matter how handsome you are, tomorrow that thing can fade away. So beauty, no matter what it is. So wealth also that can go in. All that is that means we have to be always humble. Humility is what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. Man tawadhu lillah rafa'ahu Allah. Nabi Kareem, that person will become humble, Allah Ta'ala raises him. That is the first quality. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ رَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. Before that is وَإِذَا خَاطَبُوا الْجَاهِلِينَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. The time when the quality of my bandhas, either my servant, is that when they speak to ignorant people, they do not get into any arguments. They do not get into arguments. They make me salam and go away, walk away from there. They do not want to bring about any arguments. But this is also a quality that the moment you speak to someone and you come to realize that he is not a person to talk to, give him arguments, mean assalamu alaikum, go away. The third one is وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ رَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. And in the early part of the morning, they prostrate on Allah Ta'ala and go to sajda and all. And they remember Allah Ta'ala every day of their life. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ رَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. And they make qiyam and make sajda. In the early part of the morning, everyone is sleeping, but they are now indulged in the sajda, in the hajj salah, and close to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. رَبَّنَا سُبْعَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. And they make in this dua to Allah Ta'ala that keep us away from Jahannam, the punishment of Jahannam, which is something that cannot be separated when you go into it. Allah Ta'ala must protect us from that. So these are the dua that should make. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُفْسِدُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا. Now this is one thing that one Allah Ta'ala says, that my bandha, those people, they don't get into extravagance. Extravagance is something that is very, very dangerous. Today, you know, the reason why people are going losing all the whatever doing is because of extravagance. They want to lead a life more than their earnings. The expenses become more than the earnings. And that is the cause of extravagance. If you look at it very carefully, that our earnings may be sufficient for us. But because of our expenses that we make, the extra expenses that we come and bring into our life, that brings about this extravagance in us, that so much extravagance. If you take a list of your daily expenses, or the whole monthly expenses, you come to realize that 75% or 50% of those things are which are not supposed to be called for to. It's just that we are bringing about those expenses upon ourselves that bring about extravagance. Extravagance comes because of how we lead a life. We want to look at others, you know, how high they are, so we want to become high too. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when you look at the people of the world, look at people lower than you. When you look at people lower than you, you begin to appreciate everything. But why do you not appreciate it? Because we want to look at people who are higher than us. That person may be able to afford it, but you cannot afford it. We don't even know whether he's affording it too. But he's just looking at his outward life and just thinking, let me become like him too. He might be swimming problems all the time, and here you also want to become like him too. Rasulullah so nicely said, look at people who are lower than you. If you got a house, look at a person who got no house. If you got a leg, look at a person who got no leg. If you got clothing, look at a person who got no clothing. If you got food, look at the others who got no food. When you look at all those people who are lower than you, as far as the world is concerned, you make so much shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And the more you make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, in shakartum la azidannak wa la tasir. Allah me qasam ka keta, more and more. The more banda makes shukr to Allah Ta'ala. One of the reasons why we not get anything because not in shukr. We're not happy, we're not making shukr to whatever Allah Ta'ala is giving us. So that is the thing. And he says that when you look at people as far as deen is concerned, look at people higher than you. You come to deen, you see a person reading more tahajjud namaz, let me also read more tahajjud namaz. If you see a person reading more Quran, let me more read more Quran. Not that you look at him with a bad eye, I hope he stops it. No, but you don't have jealousy for him. Ya Allah, he is doing, let me make you also too. You see, anything in nafil namaz, actually doing any good deeds to say, like, you know, I want to also do it too. You know, Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, he was a very great saint, you know. And then one day, you know, his neighbor was an ordinary person, goes to work, but he's really 5-10 namaz, he had good qualities in him, but he had to go to work to earn. Every day he should say, Ya Allah, you know, what happened when Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah passed away? Then someone came in a dream and asked him, how did Allah Ta'ala treat you? He said, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me high status, but my neighbor surpassed me. My neighbor surpassed me. He said, what do you mean by that? He says that he just to look at me and say, Ya Allah, if I was free like Junaid, I should do more ibadah than him. But just by saying that too, what happened? Allah Ta'ala gave him high status. So this is a very important thing, this one, that you know what, whatever it is, you look at people who are lower than you. So you become more closer and dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So extravagance is merely because of what? It's because we want to lead a very high life. We look at people who are higher than us as far as money is concerned. We don't know what the true life is. That's why you find everyone is now going through so much of problems. They cannot come down. Because the lifestyle was so high, now when things are very, very bad, they can't come down at all. So that's why from the beginning you must be very careful, you must be moderate. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَمْ يَكْتُرُ وَلَمْ. In other words, you must not become a miser too. You mustn't become a miser. Miser is a very bad thing, but you must mind little bit, not lot. Now for example, you know, you had a good meal at home, and you sat in a car and went for a drive, and the family say, I want this ice cream, and the ice cream is 200 rand. But then, no, don't worry about it. We had a good meal. Now, that doesn't mean that we'll take out the 200 rand and buy the thing. You must mind little bit. Understand? Allah Ta'ala created everything for a reason. So, little bit you mind, so they must know that they must put them all in the places too. And whenever you go out somewhere, it doesn't mean that I must just take out my credit card and that you ought to wear too and start giving it out and thinking, yeah, what happened afterwards? No. Everything must be in moderation. Everything must be in moderation, then inshallah. That's the meaning of that. Miser is a very bad person. Remember to mice, when Allah Ta'ala created iman, generosity. Generosity. You must be generous and kind. No? But don't give all your money away, then you lost everything too. Everything in moderation. And not only become miser, when a person asks for something and you got it and he needs it, you don't give him. That's also wrong. So maybe going moderate in every way. So one day, you know, miser is a bad thing. Misery, you know, to become a miser is a very bad thing. So Hazri gave us an incident of a buzruk. You know, he was sitting down and the barber was busy with him, and it so happened that his one murid came and brought a lot of money. And he said, Hazrat, I'm giving it to you. So Hazrat, no, keep it by you. Why you want to give it to me? Keep it by you. So no, Hazrat, take it. You take it, take it. So I said, okay, give it to the Baba. The moment he said, give it to the Baba, so much money I will give to the Baba. Now say, oh. Now the Shaykh found his fault, this fellow. He's got a very big defect in him. Now he goes, he don't want to give the thing. He said, okay. Now he's forcing the Baba to take it. The Shaykh told the Baba, don't take it. The Baba did not, no matter how much he wanted it, but he said, not taking it. Now he is begging, Hazrat, what must I do? What must I say? What must you do? When I told you, giving, not giving it, now what to do? Because it was a very big sickness in him. What do you call? Miser. Big sickness. Lot of people miser at home too, the wives too. The big misers at home. Where they're supposed to spend a little bit, keep their hearts. They work so hard at home. You spend a little bit. Must spend. Don't hold on. But you must know where to hold too. But not overdoing it. So this person, yeah, and it so happened that the Shaykh told him now, what must do? Go and see what you must do. So he said, go through it in the sea. The Shaykh told him, go through it in the sea. So much money, throw it in the sea. Then Mahadras saying, if a Mufti was there, he said, what will you say? What will you say? But he does not know what sickness this man got. He said, go and throw it in the sea. So he's going to throw in the sea. He said, don't remember one thing, when you're going to throw in the sea, don't throw it all one time. Take one rand, with million rand, one rand, take and throw in the sea. Why? To show this is the cause of what my sickness is. This is my sickness. So just imagine many a time, you don't know, because sickness in us, we don't realize that it's a very big sickness. So he gave one rand to those. So miser is a very bad thing. A miser, he never give you ice in winter. That's what it means by that. So very important, this month Allah Ta'ala must protect us from miser. Allah Ta'ala says, that must not be a miser, you must not be extravagant also. Extravagant, you must be very, very careful. You must be very careful, because when the time you need money, that is why everyone say, in these days, you must have money kept away. Don't think, listen to the read the books of the pious before, that they should live on leaves and do and that, and they have no money, then it's okay. We need money today. Live after your iman lies on money. As long as that money is halal, look after the money. Because if you look after your money, your iman is intact too. So Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi said this too, that in this time, although he was a very great saint, he never looked, but he said to Anthony advice that everyone must realize and look after money. So Allah Ta'ala must give us a tawfiq of taking care or looking after money in the right way and using the money in the correct way. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة للدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار وصلى الله تعالى على قلبي سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب العالمين